Depp, the Congressional Budget Office says millions would lose health care coverage under the newly released GOP plan. But Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price says part of that CBO report is wrong.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Natalie Gochner with the Eccles School of Business, the University of Utah, who worked on health care issues so closely in the past with our former governor and HHS Secretary Mike Leavitt. Good morning to you, Natalie.
Good morning, Amanda.
Who's right here?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, healthcare is incredibly complicated. It's going to take time to unravel what has happened over the last several years. And, I think it's fair to say that there's a lot of people who will lose insurance under the Republican plan. Part of that's because they get rid of the individual mandate. So there's a lot of people who actually choose not to have insurance because they're young and healthy and they'd rather spend their money on other things.
Natalie, you worked with HHS Secretary Mike Leavitt when he was in office. How much importance did you put on these numbers from the CBO whenever they would come out?
Well, the CBO is an independent, nonpartisan office. They're very technical. They are the arm of Congress that scores these things, but they're frequently make mistakes or have a lot of uncertainty and error in their numbers. That's actually to be expected. So when I was there, we did Medicare Part D, which was prescription drug benefit for seniors. They were off by about 40%. So that's a big number that on the cost of that. So they have a track record of not always being, purely accurate, but they're the best we have.
So one of the things that the CBO report says is that the premiums are going to go up for the next 2 years, but then after that, they'll go down. What do you make of that prediction?
I think it's probably quite right. So what happens is, again, what I'll just call Obamacare, since everyone calls it that, is very much integrated into our health system. It's going to take time to unravel that, and so as the insurance markets have to stabilize with these new changes, the CBO says that premiums will be a little bit more expensive in the first couple of years, but then after that they'll drop by about 10% as all of these cost control measures get inserted into our health law.
Do you see this passing the way it is right now?
I do not. I think that it was a real shocker to find out that 14 million people would lose health insurance, and it even goes up from there in the subsequent years. So I think that you'll see some changes that will address some of the insurance needs of our most vulnerable population, and I also think that you'll see some more clever policy changes that can refine this law.
So do you then, Natalie, see some form of repeal and replace passing?
I do, because you have this reconciliation, this budget reconciliation process, so you can put things in front of the Senate that don't require a simple majority, that don't require the 60, percent rule. And so I think it will pass, something will pass the House, it'll go over to the Senate through reconciliation, they'll be able to get something done. The hope that I have is that they don't overreach and that they find some way to get some Democratic support for this.
Natalie, we sure appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks for your time.
It'll be fun to watch.
All right.
It will indeed. Yeah. Natalie Gochner with us on the KSL In-Depth.